If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
And this tripod is in an interesting configuration where you cut right in half. But I want to talk to you all about direct action, about all the ways that you can get involved in the Siskiyous. Hopefully we've convinced you now that this wild place is worth protecting. And hopefully we've got your attention by going to the effort of putting up this big tripod. And maybe you can even have a sense of humor. Whoa, did I just climb up it in 4-inch platforms? I'm looking for a little sympathy here.
Good job.
Let's see. Okay. So, you know, when people get cut out of the process, like Ralph was just talking about, sometimes we have to assert our voices. Sometimes people even have to break rules in order to change those rules. Maybe some of you have heard about this big party they had. I kind of like parties. They had this big party a long time ago in Boston. You know, there's like on this boat, and they were like throwing all this stuff on the side, you know. Whoa! It was getting radical out there, right? The Boston Tea Party, right? Wow, if you read about that in the history books, it sure doesn't sound like miscreant rebels, you know? It doesn't sound like criminals or some sort of dark entity that's taking over the world like activists are portrayed in the media sometimes these days. And we can see lots of other examples. Maybe some of you have heard about Harriet Tubman before. You know, do you know that they put up these big posters all along the Eastern Seaboard? Most wanted, Harriet Tubman. Oh, what a danger to society. Oh, she's freeing slaves. Watch out, you know. She also was someone who risked a lot in order to make real difference. One more example I want to throw out at you. Rosa Parks, right? So Rosa Parks did this really courageous action. You know, here's this woman, you know, She seems to be doing this rogue action. Wow, clearly the civil rights movement was a very strategic sort of movement. That's why they were so effective. But I always thought Rosa Parks, wow, you know, she's got this good idea. She went up there, you know, she did this little thing. Well, no, in fact, she went through nonviolence trainings, and she had a whole support crew that you can see and everything. And she was like part of this bigger strategy. And so that's kind of my point in getting up in this tripod. Some of the people that are sitting here realized that I had climbed a rope 2 times before I climbed it in front of 85 people. I'm not exactly an expert, although I trust the equipment. So this is like where I'm trying to get this message out that anyone can do this stuff. And not everyone has to climb up in the tripod. So I want to say something about that. There are so many roles that are so hard to see in direct action and in all kinds of grassroots strategy. There's, for example, my comrade Forrest over here, who's been doing the tech work for our tour. Very rarely is he even thanked. But if he wasn't here, woo, it'd be a boring show. So it's like You know, we have all these different roles that people play that are equally important, that aren't always so flashy like this one. And in another sense, I want to say that not everyone is going to be doing sort of the obvious blockade or so something like a demonstration. Not everyone's going to be talking to people. My friend, crooked friend of mine, is a fashion designer. She made this costume. She made the other stilt costumes you might have seen earlier. And she did that for the forest. Another friend of mine did banners on the side of our bus that had this really clear message, but it's also, you know, it's his skills that he has. And not only that, but there are plenty of opportunities. It's kind of uncomfortable tonight. Plenty of opportunities for everyone to gain skills. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to do this stuff. Like I said, the third time I climbed up and sat up in front of people. And of course, getting down is a whole other story. No, I'm just kidding. Wow, you guys are so attentive and quiet. It's lovely. I want to just interrupt myself for one moment. And I want to hear, I don't know if we're really working here. I kind of want to hear a cheer, but I want to hear some enthusiasm because, you know, well, like, does anyone in here know any women who vote, for example? Right? Okay, well, I mean, okay, voting isn't very sexy, but it's true, right? Well, they took direct action to get that, right? And I want to hear a little enthusiasm for all the courageous individuals, most visible and invisible, who've been so enabled and empowered to do direct action. So I want to hear really loud, and then I'll finish my talk. Stand in front of people, but I'm doing this because I'm really impacted by the threats that are facing our the bioregion that I'm from. 500,000 acres, right? This is not cool. We can't do it on our own, also, which is why we're doing this tour. I love being here, but there are some really lovely goats that are in my valley. I would love to be hanging out too. And I came here because I really care about that forest, and I really want to see people get to start to feel this energy, this passion for that place, even though it's a distance away from all y'all. Because we really need you, and because we can win it. We really can. And we can win it if we come up with creative ways to all get to get together as myriad of minds is going to come up with some solution that is actually going to kick Bush's butt. That's what I'm like. Woo! But so let's see. Okay, yes. Okay. So I've asked you please to use your own skills, and also that skills are also attainable. Now I want to tell you about what happens when you come to the Siskiyou Forest this summer. There's going to be a few things going on. The first invite I want to make is this. There's on May 14th. You can see that in your little program. There's going to be this women's weekend campout. Okay, I have a little confession to make that last year, this big collective of women in my area had this fantastic, fantastic women's action camp. I didn't go. Okay, the reason, I don't know why I didn't go for sure, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to this women's action campout, this women's weekend camp in the Biscuit this year, because what I've realized is that when we women get together and share our skills, and when we find that empowerment from each other, not only do we become stronger as individuals, but whoa, cool relationships pop out of that. And then amazing kind of communication between men and women can happen when we start to come into empowerment ourselves. And all the other things that come along with the women's action camp. Okay. So there's another thing I want to tell you about that's going to be starting around May 24th. And that's fun. The May 24th is going to be the opening of the Greenpeace Forest Rescue Station. Okay, yeah, the Green Monsters, they're coming to Southern Oregon. And these guys are being super cool. This is like, they're starting this big campaign on the national forests in the United States. And they're going to come down with lots of resources and lots of trainers. All these wild, amazing climbing trainers from all around the world are going to be in Southern Oregon this summer. And they're going to have free training and not just climbing training, like media skills. What do you want to learn? Come to the Greenpeace Forest Rescue Station. I think you probably could learn it. Maybe we'll even do some stilting or something. And so that's going to be starting on May 24th in a to-be-established location. But you can follow the Greenpeace USA site for that. So I think those are the only things I'm really going to mention right now, because you're going to hear a lot more about what else is going on. But I just really want to encourage all of y'all, if you can come down to the Biscuit, please make it. If you can't come down to the Biscuit, maybe you could write a letter to the editor of your local newspaper. Maybe you could show other people some of the pictures we've been showing here tonight. Or you could talk a little bit about what the risks of what the threats are to this area, so that we can try to continue to build this campaign. Yeah. So, let's see. The next thing that we're going to watch here is a short portion of a film called Pickaxe. Maybe some of you have heard of it before, I don't know. But what is the footage that you're about to watch? Some of it's a little challenging, and some of you in the audience, I don't know, I'm not going to try to gauge where you might be at with some of what you might be going to see. You're going to see some tactics, some direct action tactics that have been effective in the past. And you're also going to see some pretty provocative images of trees falling. Some of these images have been provocative enough for some of my friends to maybe change their whole lives, actually, from one of our stops in San Francisco. So, I just want to open that up for the Pickaxe film. And I also want to thank Leslie for the support in watching the side of the tripod so that if it falls, I can be safe. And thanks all y'all for the attentive audience. Cheers.